Level 42, The Sun Goes Down, Living It Up. Great lyrics with what's going on in today's world. So, guest time.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, that will be me. And welcome to the show, Antonia and Stuart.
Hi.
Hello, and good morning, and good evening, because I think now we are in the time of the day, which is between morning and evening, it's 12 a.m., actually 12 p.m., so it's going to be kind of confusing for some people, but I think the 12 belongs still to the morning, but it starts to be in the afternoon, so I will say good morning to everyone. And thank you very much, Tony, to have me in the show today.
You're quite
it's
welcome.
One of my favourites, to be honest. And I think, as I said before...
My head's growing.
Yeah, and I think, as I said before, you're one of the best DJ I've heard in Essex, so you should really work in the BBC.
Keep going. I'm going to use these sound bits later on. How do you say your second name? Is Di Carlo? Am I saying that right?
Yes, basically, yes, I'm Italian. Even I've been living in this country since a long time. So I come here when I was really young. I study here as well. So I will call myself Britalian because I'm half Italian, half British. Britalian is kind of an hybrid. It's like half and half. And sometimes I find myself to swear, and I don't even do in Italian anymore. So, oh, bloody hell. So I do in English. So,
whereabouts in Italy are you originally from?
Yes, basically, my mum, she's from Sicily,
right.
Palermo. I can't even mention that and say, oh, mafia girl. So my dad, which is unfortunately passed away 3 years ago, is all from the north, so kind of, you know, a mixture, really.
I'm hoping to go to, on my wish list, because I've never been to Italy, and I hope to go this year, but we're probably going to go next year now. I want to go to Venice. That's one of the places.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The only problem with Venice is always underwater.
It's always underwater, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be really expensive to go to one part or another, because they charge quite a lot of money. It's even more expensive than here.
Yeah. It's only because every time I watch the James Bond film, he's always running around, isn't
he? Absolutely.
And the buildings are sinking. My luck, I'll probably be in the one that drops down. The water.
Yeah.
So, and you've been living over here most of your life then?
Oh, yes. Basically, I've been living almost all my life, yes, because I'm not that old, as you can see. But, 25 years. But I came here mainly because my passion for the music, and then also I was a croupier in a West End casino. So before I approached a music business, I like shuffling cards. So I was in a poker table, and
quite hard, isn't it, to do that?
Absolutely. You have to memorize more than 3,000 combinations,
yeah.
And you can't have not even time to calculate. You see a bet, you just pay out, and there are 100 people around the table. So I had two passions in my life, that and also... the music has been since an early age, because I was 13 years old, and I was watching Music Box, and all the British music, like Talk Talk, Depeche Mode, New Order, and if you notice...
80s music.
Yeah, I love the 80s music, and then my first album, actually, called Simply Antonia, is actually a resume of all the British groups, like mainly I've done Such a Shame of Talk Talk, Depeche Mode, New Order, and Depeche Mode actually was quite successful, because I used for an advert in Payless, which is a big, huge company in Puerto Rico, Canada, for
that the is that the shoes?
Yes, Payless Canada in the shoes. Actually, I was completely shocked. They got my my song, a cover of Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough, took over this this commercial. And it went quite well, actually. Still get royalties from that. Not much, but as before. But it has still actually been downloaded. I don't say downloaded, but quite stream.
So your musical genre, is it kind of 80s based?
Yeah, absolutely. My favourite group favourite is Depeche Mode. Mm. And I think it really was my inspiration. But yeah, there is other singers that's also that inspire my music, like Barbra Streisand, Joni Mitchell, and Celine Dion, which is probably Celine Dion is one of my biggest inspiration. And I like the song called Immortality, which is one of my favorites as well. He has a very, very nice songwriter called Barry Gibb. the Bee Gees. But I have one. Stuart, it looks very similar. I know it's funny, but a lot of people, they said that the way he looks now is next to me as well, he's laughing, but the way he looks at the moment with his
aged, you mean?
He's aged because he works so hard.
Sure, it does actually speak.
Yeah.
In between trying to get yeah.
Well, just let Antonio go, it's fine.
Let her off the leash. We are going to play a song. Tell us about this track we're going to play. It's called The One.
Yeah, I think Stuart, you can tell more about that track.
The One. Well, it's just basically a song about the one that you found in your lifetime, you know, this love and the respect for each other. That's basically the thing behind it. So it's just, okay, you found the one, and what a way to write a song about it.
And did you write, is it written about anyone in particular, or was it just general?
No, basically, it was not a financial... me and Shuri both have a much passion for the music, but it basically what happened, all happened, we met at the music festival in Colchester, it's going to be a while now, 3 years ago, and I actually approached him because I did like the genre that he did, and I give him my contact, and I say, look, I'm a singer. Then he listened one of my track. It was a cover of Annie Lennox called Miracle of Love, and he said, I really like that. So he started to email me all his songs, and we decided to have these collaborations of me recording. Basically, the second album called The One is all Stuart songs, the nice songs, original. And we were all here are waiting for someone to be say, oh, that is fantastic, it's going to be a hit, and to be signed to one of Stuart's songs, because I think they have a great potential, especially, I mean, the song that you're going to play in a minute, I think they're really the best song, original, so far I have heard from Stuart.
Okay, let's get it played. This is called The One. Antonio DiCarlo, The One. Going to be chatting again in the next few minutes. Got Traffic Travel on its way.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Not looking too bad on the roads. Let's start off in Brentwood. Temporary traffic signals due to construction work. That's on the A128 Ongar Road. That's around the Crow Green Road. Not too bad at the moment, but tomorrow during rush hour, it is pretty horrendous. Got to tell you, I've been stuck in it a few times. Central Brentwood is busy, but it is moving. Doddingus Road is a little bit busy. That's partly due to the traffic coming from the High Street, again, caused by the roadworks. You've got some temporary traffic signals also right on top of the High Street, where the crossing is at Wilson's Corner. M25, not looking too bad, all the way over to Bluewater, heading that way. A2's looking good. Lakeside, a little bit busy on the slip roads as you come into the shopping centre, but other than that, not looking too bad. A13 itself, you've got some speed restrictions there, 40 miles an hour due to construction works on the A13. That's Stanford Lee Hope bypass between the A128 Brentwood Road, that's the Orsett Cock, and the A1014, which is the Manorway Stanford Lee Hope turnoff, widening the road for the third lane in both directions. The rest of the A13, not looking too bad. Busy as you come into Southend, as always. A127, same story there. Busy as you come into the actual seafront itself. So if you're heading that way, add some extra time. A12, currently not looking too bad. All the way to Colchester. The other way is busy around about Harold Hill. We've got some temporary traffic signals due to junction improvements on the A12. That's at Pettis Lane, Romford North. Long-term work, upgrading the signals. Moving on up, we've got problems on the M11. Let me tell you about that. You've got delays there. They are easing at the moment. That's northbound at Junction 6, M25, Junction 27 and Junction 8A. Average speed, 10 miles an hour. Watch out for that if you're heading towards London Stansted Airport. A414, not reporting any problems at the moment. That's looking good. And the London 406, as always, busy but moving. You're up to date at 98. Time is 12:33.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
FM. Yeah, well, now, when I was listening to your song, the first thing I noticed is you lose that accent, don't you, on the singing completely?
Well, I don't know. Actually, this is very, it's controversial. But yes, when I speak, actually, it's much stronger than when I sing. Because you have to understand that when I go to recording, I have an absolutely producer that is an absolutely torture. Yeah. Actually, he's Italian. And the funny thing is, no, you shouldn't pronounce this like that. No, you shouldn't pronounce this like that, because it's not the way to do. And the last time, basically, he teach me something to pronounce, and it was completely wrong. I think, how dare he can do that? He tortured me at the point that if I don't do the pronunciation in English when I'm singing, it's not going to record. So I end up to spend hours and hours in the recording studio, and he called Oscar. He's a friend of mine. I've been recording with him the last 20 years, because the first album I was recording in 2004, in the remote 2004, which is containing all covers. But the latest one, Stuart, it was just recorded in 2018, 2019. It was 3 years ago, really. And then everything was going to start well, and I had an interview in the radio and a lot of airplay, even in the USA. But then the COVID, it kind of strike up everything, and I stopped to do. I was demotivated, really, because everybody locked in, the lockdown, and but now it start to
open up. Yeah,
yeah, open up again. And I think really I should all the effort to record those songs and the torture I've been through in a studio. Especially because Stuart is a lovely person and very talented.
You have to say that. He's sitting right there.
Yeah, I know. He's sitting right there. And he's quite big guy. So no, I don't want to be beaten up. by him or his wife. but he's a kind of very talented songwriter. They deserve really a lot of attention, his songs, because it's just by magic. It's just write it down. A few lyrics and things, and there is a song you can actually airplay probably shortly called When You Kiss Me, and it's the first song I ever really wrote myself. I'm not really a songwriter, but I tried to write that song, and it came quite well, but then I said, hang on a second, I can't really do that.
How do you do your songs? I ask all the songwriters.
Yeah, I'm just
lyrics.
You know? Sometimes I have a melody, and then I start to have this that melody in my head, and I say, I was starting singing that by myself, and then with the lyrics. But then I'm not a composer, so I cannot compose music, but Stuart can.
How do you do, Stuart?
Well, I always tend to come up with the music first, whether that's the right or wrong way, I don't know, there's sort of a bit of controversy about that, whoever.
Yeah, I think everyone's different. I mean, I had a chap in the studio once, and he wrote a song on the way to the studio and sung it live. I was like, wow.
Yeah, well, they pop into your head at any time.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
As long as you've got somewhere recording it with my phone.
Do you have to do that? Do you have to kind of, I mean, sometimes I often think, oh, that would make a really good song, and then like, 10 minutes later, I'm thinking, yeah, what was it again?
Exactly.
Gone, isn't it?
You just forget it. So it's just, if you've got any way of recording it at all, just get it down and then work on it when you get back later.
Yeah, yeah. And so, then, do you like keyboard or guitar? Or?
Yeah, well, basically, I taught myself to play keyboard when I was about 4 or 5 or whatever, and sort of just played along with that, and then I went on to playing the bass guitar and played in a few bands.
Oh, right.
And, just found real great fun playing. And then just started getting a bit bored with the music that I was playing, you know, all these covers and that, and just thought, oh, what do I like? And I just started writing my own stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, took it from there.
And Antonio, did you do any of your songs in Italian?
No, actually, not really, but I was in a band when I was 19 in Italy, when I was touring south of Italy, really, and that was the last time really I ever sang in Italian, because when I came to UK, I was only, 24, and so every product, every song I have recorded since then has been in English. It was quite hard, actually, for me to get the pronunciation right and everything. But now, after a while, it's come easier and easier, because the more I stayed in here, the more I kind of absorb all the language and the accent and the way to do it.
Could a song like, we were talking about Depeche Mode earlier on, if you sung that in Italian, can it be done in Italian, or would it change the song to be unrecognizable?
Well, to be honest, at the moment I have a song in my head which is a very famous cover of Laura Branigan called Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
And
Gloria.
That was exactly. And that was actually an hit in Italian, from the original was from an Italian songwriter called Umberto Tozzi. But the fact is, this song has been so famous, sung, but no one so far has done the cover of Gloria, and actually I have that in my mind to do it maybe in Italian or in English.
A bit of both, because you can quite easy, you know.
Yeah, in Italian would be very strong, because I have a very high voice. My voice is actually kind of alto soprano, so I go very high with the notes, and I think that would be perfect. But unfortunately, in the financial terms, when we're talking about put the song out there and make some profits of that, if we don't do an original project, there is not much of gain, because all the credits go to the original publishers and songwriters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it is okay if you do for your own pleasure or being exposed, but it's not in terms of make any money in the product, which is covers.
Yeah.
So that's why I like to promote Stuart's song, because they are original, and then we kind of half and half share the profits. So basically, if it goes for me, it's good for Stuart, and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you signed a deal with the Sony Orchard for licensing a cover version of Donna Summer. What was that? How was that?
Basically, in the first album called Simply Antonia, basically it was a cover of Donna Summer called I Feel Love. That is an iconic classic track of the 80s, and I was starting to sing that track since I was of 13. My daddy bought.
I might put it on because I've got it on my list.
Yeah, my dad actually bought me an album, Donna Summer, and I loved I Feel Love. Since I was come back from school and started, I put I Feel Love so loud, driving crazy.
Sam Smith done a cover of that as well.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I had some comments in the video that it was the second best so far after Sam Smith.
Very good. Yeah,
Sam Smith, I can't compare because the vocals is fantastic. But because I go very high with the notes, that's the second far so far best after Sam Smith of Donna Summer. So yes, it's been signed with the video is out in vivo and is released by Sony Orchard and Warner Chappell. But it's the only really big one I have done so far, signed so far with this big label. But I'm aiming really to sign Sheer songs with some big label as well. And I'm in touch with someone which is probably has the potential to do that. He's a music publisher. I won't mention because of to be discreet. But if it's happening, obviously everybody would know. At the moment, my priority is really to promote Sheer song in the basis. I spend so much money and time, and I want to reward him in terms of friendship and in terms of being actually proud of what he writes. And he's a really good songwriter, so why not? Why not? If I do another cover, yeah, it will be, it's okay. But then there is, the original songs, the original covers.
That's where the money is, yeah.
Yeah, basically, the money is in writing. So, and
we're going to talk about videos in a sec. The next song I got is One For You, Stuart and Antonia. Tell us about that one.
Okay, One For You, I think that's you should still ask Stuart, because I'm just the vocalist of that song, but he knows the story why he wrote that.
They are, Stuart.
Well, it must have been a case of me having a soppy moment with all these songs. So, yeah, it's another love song. The song is literally written for another person who they're in love with. So, again, it's just another love song.
And do you do acoustic versions of these songs as well? Or are they all...
They're all electronic at the moment. Obviously, I wrote them on the piano and whatever I could get my hands up in the studio at the time. But, yeah, it all ends up being sort of electronic-based music.
Okay, I'll let you introduce it then.
Which one are we playing again?
One for you.
There you go, One For You.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Want to improve your home but are worried about the cost? Well, worry no more. At SEHBAC, we know how important it is for you to make the home improvements you need to keep the heat in, live more sustainably, and future-proof your home. And that's why we're offering you up to 50% off our ranges of windows, doors, conservatories, and extensions. It's easy to improve your home, save money, and go greener with SEHBAC. Just visit SEHBAC.com for more information. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Julie and I'm a community nurse for St. Francis Hospice. I care for our patients in their homes. Did you know that a hospice nurse walks 12,000 steps on an average shift? This spring, I'm challenging you to step into a nurse's shoes by walking 12,000 steps every day in March. By taking on this challenge, you can help bring love and care to all local people who need hospice care. Do something amazing. Sign up online today. Visit sfh.org.uk and search Step Up.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Skate off the X Factor, that is.
I like it. These two Tony here. You are Tony. I'm Antonio, but they call me also Tony. So there are two Tony here.
Yeah, my normal name is Anthony.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's Anthony. Only my mum says that. Anthony. Anthony. But everyone calls me Tony. I think, I don't hardly ever. If someone shouted at Anthony, I probably wouldn't even look round. Because it's always Tony, you know.
Yeah, it's a shorter. So basically, rather than call you Anthony, they call you Tony. And they call me any kind of name here. Antonia, and they distort the name.
I get called lots of names. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, I hope it's not the bad ones.
Sometimes. Talk about what you do when you're not doing music. Do you have a pastime or is it just music?
Basically, yes, no. I'm also, I have a kind of a website of clothes. I'm a kind of a shopaholic.
Right, yeah.
And actually, a few days ago, I was watching in Netflix Diary of a Shopaholic with Isla Fisher.
Oh, right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't believe I saw myself in that movie. So I buy clothes from a cheap website, like, say, £5, and then I sell it back for trifles to profit. But I mean, you have to do that in order to make profits. But basically, I have a house full of shoes and clothes and jackets, and I try to kind of make a business. I'm selling these clothes, so because I like fashion, so I have some source where I can buy the clothes very cheaply, and then I kind of resell them back. So I'm kind of marketing. I'm very good at marketing. So I like selling. So selling clothes, selling music. But at the moment, really, I should concentrate to sell the music.
Yeah.
Because,
The world is so smaller now. We've got all these
sites. Exactly.
Stuff. A lot of the tracks now have got, a lot of modern tracks. People have teamed up. I mean, they're all doing Ed Sheeran, does it? And if you could team up with someone, who would you team up with just on a track?
Oh my God!
Apart from Stuart,
apart from Stuart, team up. Well, you mentioned the big names here. Actually, to be honest with you, I know someone quite big, and he's one of my best friends. He was the ex-drummer of Clash, called Rob Harper, mm-hmm. And basically went in a studio to rehearse because I was going to have an acoustic session in a radio in UK, but then I actually slipped off because it was the COVID. But he asked me if I wanted to kind of sing with him. But now he's actually quite an old chap. He's about 70 years old.
That's not that old.
No, he's the way he looks is like...
He looks old.
He looks quite old.
I hope
old.
You ain't
oh
listening.
Oh my God, I hope
if you're listening, mate, so sorry.
I hope he doesn't listen to me because I have no filter. The problem with me when I think about something and I say, oh, you know, the first thing when I saw Stuart this morning, I said, oh, hi, Stuart, nice to see you. Oh my God, you look old. You start to look old. You know what to do.
I think I got off lightly then because you said to me, "You look just like you do on your picture," which is good.
Yeah, I'll just look.
It's only taken yesterday that picture though.
Yeah, so I call the steward my friend's wardrobe, because if you think the structure of the body look built more or less like a wardrobe.
I'm old and wide. There you go.
Oh dear. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. How would you describe me?
I don't know. I think you kind of. Oh my God. You kind of a very fast animal. Just like, I don't know.
That is me.
Okay,
I'm a bit animal.
I'm thinking of
now.
You like a Sonic. You know the one.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he's actually
like
jump around. He's talking in those few things at the same time. I can't. You are so fast.
I am quick. But I can't. I'm compared to you. Definitely, I'm slow motion.
Well,
slow
maybe
motion.
I can have to find a job myself as a DJ, because that is another thing. I was a DJ when I was 15 in a radio in Italy, and I won a competition. And I really, really like. I wasn't into music and do these things since an early age. Unfortunately, I never become rich, because music, it doesn't really. You do some things for passion, as you do. I think you do that because you really love to do it.
Yeah.
It's not everything about money.
Yeah, find something you love to do, and then hopefully the money will come later. I mean, if you've got the right song, I mean, you only need one or two songs. And
well, it depends. To me, actually, it's not about the song. It is also about the personality. Is that before you're selling a song out there in the market, you have to sell yourself as a personality-wise. So you have to sell what is your thoughts, what is your emotions, because every artist is basically a messenger, is basically send a message to the world. In every song, there is a message that you want to communicate to the world. The lyrics, in each lyrics, there is a story of someone. There is a message to the world. So the artist, what he does really is kind of represent this message. So maybe there is a song here called The Message.
Yeah, there is the song. Actually, can we put it on now?
Yes, please.
The Message. This is one of my favourites, got to tell you.
Me too, actually.
Thank you. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
So, Stuart, how did you get into music? We've heard Antonia's story, but what brought you into music?
Well, I have quite a musical family, really. When I was growing up in Wivenhoe, there was always a piano somewhere in the house, and radio was always playing. My brother, he ended up learning the drums, and we shared a room, so there was a drum kit always set up in the bedroom, and dartboard over the top, guitars, everything was sort of like there for us to mess about with and see what we could come up with.
And what type of music do you normally listen to, if you know, in the car, so to speak? What's your...
I listen to anything I like, really. My favourites all time has got to be Prince. Prince, his collection is amazing. And Billy Joel, love the music he's come up with. But recently, in the last year or two, I've been sort of like checking out a lot of the EDM,
which is about
electronic dance music, getting stuck into that and see what... It's so varied. So much stuff out there.
It's amazing nowadays. We were talking off air earlier on what you can do with tracks now. There's a lot of tracks that have been brought to life. There's tracks in the charts, which are old songs, and they're now back in the charts, all sampled, and it's amazing.
All mixed up.
What's Antonia? Are you thinking of doing any live stuff now? Everything's
well, basically. To be honest, it's very hard to make profits over streaming and download. There is an example of Peter Frampton that's over kind of 3 million streaming, and it just got £1,700. Just ridiculous amount of money for the amount of streaming or download. Yes, basically, I was actually thinking to put together a repertoire of myself, and then my favorite singer would be Lady Gaga, Madonna, Joni Mitchell, and also Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion. Unfortunately, as I said, the COVID has been an issue, because in the last couple of years everybody was locked down. So my really speciality is just to record stuff and then put it on air, and I'm very good actually at marketing songs. So the last success was exactly as I said before. It was a song of Depeche Mode for the synchronization, which was commercial, and that is another channel, really, another channel which is really I would like to follow.
What we'll do is, I'm going to go to the news in a sec, but tell us that in the second half, because you're going to stick around to after news, and we'll
oh yes, thank you. I have so much to talk still.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98
Welcome
FM.
Back. Do you like that jingle, isn't it? Hi, this is Madonna.
Yeah, actually, no, this is not Madonna. This is Antonia. Actually, my name is not Antonia. My name is Antonella. But it was too long. So I told myself, well, if I do actually put Antonia, would it be shorter? And then it would be sound a bit like Madonna. but I don't know. I think it's better to keep my own identity and my own name. Because I think as art name it would be fine.
Is it Di Carlo? Di Carlo?
Yes.
Di Carlo.
Yes.
So even though it's an I, it's like a silent, it's like Di Carlo.
Yes. Yeah. I was actually wondering why he was looking outside the window. And I thought that was funny, just because he didn't know what was the weather it was today. But you need to know that it's England, and it will be rain, and more rain, and more rain.
Sometimes you read the weather out, and it'll be like, sunny spells, going to be bright day. And I look out the window, and it's hammering it down with rain. So I normally just go... Look out the window. The weather through the window. That's the only way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it looks a bit gloomy out there. What you got planned for the rest of the day?
I don't know. I think hopefully maybe me and Stuart, we're going to go for lunch together. Oh, my God, I shouldn't say that, because... I think the wife is going to be, listen, no, it's okay. Just is a business lunch, because we have to discuss a couple of more songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because basically what I said to you, Tony, we stopped for a couple of years, no more recording because of the COVID. But now it's time to go back in the studio and do some more outstanding products, because I think every song the shoot does is a success, really, isn't it?
Yeah, talking about songs, we have got the next song is it When You Kiss Me or For fall in love?
Well, I don't know. I think we can put now to bring... I think When You Kiss Me will be better.
Okay, because, let's put that on.
Yeah,
tell us about that song.
Yeah, basically, When You Kiss Me, it just born by... it was a joke, really, because I was singing that song in my head. And I'm not really a songwriter, but I think I might am, because this melody was playing in my head, kind of most like an obsession. And then I wrote a few lines, but then I thought, something here, I can't really do the music. I'm not, I don't know the notes. I know that is weird, but I don't know music. I just sing by Easton. So I actually sent the song to Stuart, and they said, okay, we can co-write this. And then he did the second part of the song and did the whole music. So basically, it is how I have the copyright of this, but it's the second part, and the whole music is also written by Stuart. So we have an agreement in each kind of song ourselves. But that was an idea come from me. So,
and this is your longest song as well, no?
Yes.
Most of them are hovering around 229, 249. This is the 4 minute, isn't it?
Yeah, this is actually the first ever song I ever wrote. Following actually a movie that I really loved called A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yeah.
And the song that she sang in the end, the very mellow one, was an inspiration for me to write that song. But it wasn't about that I wrote the song. It was for other things happening, and an ex-boyfriend that passed away, and then kind of sad period of my life. And unfortunately, I have to put the lyric in like in that song. Mm. But I'm quite pleased with the outcome, because it was in the top 10 in Radio International, which embraced 40 countries, and it was quite successful in a second position, on the first position for a few weeks in Radio International in 2021. So is the song really, I keep an eye and see if we can actually have some success out there. Obviously, mm-hmm. It has to be promoted.
Yeah, yeah.
But part also due to that, the success could be also Stuart, that he wrote the whole music, because he knows the music.
That was quite a challenge. What is it, all the words you had, and it was a voicemail.
A voicemail?
Yeah, a voicemail.
What do you mean?
A voicemail with the melody on, and what the words you...
Oh, I can't even remember. My God, I haven't got the memory here. I can't even remember that.
Well, here it is the track. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, it's called When You Kiss Me, co-written by Antonia and Stuart Simpson.
When you touch me, I'm just thinking of you. There is nothing that could make me feel blue. When you wrap your arms around me, how you tell
you.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, joined by Stuart and Antonia from Italy, who now lives in the UK. We've been playing several of tracks. That was When You Kiss Me. Antonia, tell us about videos, because I know you was talking earlier on about Vivo, and have you done many videos for some of your tracks?
Yes, basically all the songs of Stuart, which is six original songs, they are in a YouTube channel. So if you actually go in Google and you type Antonia, not Antonia Di Carlo, just Antonia, they are all the songs of Stuart, which is in order, The One, One For You, The Message, When You Kiss Me, Falling In Love, and oh, that
good
is...
Good memory.
Well, I have to. And then there is the one song of which is a release in Sony Orchard, we call I Feel Love, which is the one we're talking about, yeah, of Donna Summer. But yes, it's Antonia / YouTube / The One. Basically, you put the name of the artist first, and then basically the title of the song, and then it comes the whole link. Yeah. So make sure you do Antonia / YouTube / The One or One For You.
Cool.
Depends on the people they like, what song they like mostly in the show today. But
and where can people find out a little bit more if they're listening now and they want to jump on? And yeah. You're on Instagram, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Instagram. So it's Antonia Di Carlo in Instagram or Antonia.
It's spelled D-I, isn't it?
Yeah, D-I, yeah. And then there is SoundCloud, which is basically is a collection of the first album, Simply Antonia, and the second album. So SoundCloud is www.soundcloud.com/ Antonia Di Carlo. So, and basically when you click in SoundCloud, there comes all the songs to stream. I sell in the song in Songcast. So basically if you want to buy a song of Stuart, example, called The One, you go in Songcast and you type Songcast and then you type The One Antonia / Spotify or / iTunes, mm-hmm, or Amazon. So the songs mainly are all in a major online platform, which is Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Deezer, and etc. Because too many online stores are there. I can't really remember. But the major, I would say, is Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon MP3 download.
Okay, great stuff. Listen, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you very much,
Tony. It's been a pleasure. Love listening to you. What's is your goal for the rest of the year?
Well, the goal is now, basically, we're going for lunch with Stuart to discuss, really, what kind of project we do. I remember a couple of months ago, he sent me a few more tracks, and he said, oh, but I haven't finished the lyrics, because he's busy, actually has another job, obviously. But we aim to go back and to record the other two original songs. And basically, I wrote the song myself as well, after my dad passed away, unfortunately, 3 years ago. And I spot on really a good producer called Gerard John. He's Australian, but he's not in the country. We come back. And then we have to record a song of my father, because I wrote, this is the second song that I wrote myself, lyrics and melody, but he has to compose the music. I have some trouble to compose the music. Unless the Stuart is kind of willing as well to collaborate with the second song I wrote myself, which is actually on hold since a couple of years now, so it's time to get to let it out and to record it again sometime soon.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to come back and tell us how it's all going in a couple of months' time.
Oh, it will be a pleasure, actually. I can't believe I found another person who sounds exactly faster when you talk as me. So I thought I was the only one. And the fact is,
second.
You call Anthony, I call Antonia. And that is actually it's not a coincidence. So I think you talk fast as me.
No, I'm a fast talker. I am very fast.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to end with Fall in Love, the track. Tell us briefly about that one.
Okay, so basically, I don't know the story of this because that is another song that he has wrote.
Over to Stuart.
That was, oh, great. It's the similar lines to the other ones. So it was a love story again, and just someone falling in love and just really, really just sort of like pouring ourselves out emotionally over somebody that they really love.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in. It's been a pleasure. This will be going up online. I'll probably do it later on today, so you should be able to find it from tomorrow. I'll post the links online. If you missed any of that, you can listen again over at finsm.com on the show page, The Sunday Lunch. This is Fall in Love. Be back soon.